It is a good day when an old friend returns.
And today is very good. Our intrepid humorist and usual Monday contributor, Brian Unger, has been off for a while. Actually, he's been working on a TV series that he hosts on the Discovery Channel. It's called Some Assembly Required, and it required Brian to travel here and there across the country.
Well, finally, he's back. He's home. And here is today's Unger Report.
Traipsing around this great troubled nation of ours is grueling. Awakened at oh dark 30 in a town you can't remember, a journalist can barely find his iPhone, crying out in the darkness. Oh, the sounds of Africa in Milan, Ohio. After a cold shower, standing before a mirror, alone on a soiled carpet in a Comfort Inn, dabbing Neosporin on my bedbug bites, hoping against hope that Cracker Barrel is open for breakfast, I know that, well, this life on the road can really suck. And that if I'm ever going to be featured at the museum, invited to the White House Correspondents' Dinner, or given another shot at a show on Comedy Central, I've got to stop getting out so much.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa.
For these past few weeks, I've walked the streets of the USA, from Bangor to Portland, Oregon, and Portland, Tennessee. I've spent hours in quaint, Indian-operated Dunkin' Donuts. I have stood at the crossroads of why am I here and who lives in this place? And what I'm certain of is this. I just want to see my dog. When I finally see those big green eyes look up at me and then look away because she doesn't recognize me, well, that's okay. Because in the end, journalism is my dog. It licks me on the mouth every time I stick my curious nose into its face. And while I've learned a thing or two from Charles Kuralt, if I'm going to be taken seriously, or seriously funny, I might have to get off this road and start sitting on my butt. If I'm going to be Jon Stewart, which I almost was once, I'm going to have to stay at the office and hire some writers. If I want to be Keith Olbermann, which I was for a couple of months, I'm going to have to stay indoors with a teleprompter. If I'm going to be Maureen Dowd, I'm going to have a sex change. And then stay at home to surf the web, citing other people's work. Because looking at their careers, I'm beginning to think that actually meeting the people I write about is an occupational hazard. Yet, ironically, what I've discovered in my recent travels is that the hands I've shaken connected to the arms of the people I've met who have eyes I've looked in don't read Peggy Noonan or Bob Herbert or watch Pat Buchanan or Stephen Colbert. Now, I thought about staying home and writing commentaries that project my own elitism, narcissism, and opinionism dressed up as intellectualism and ultimately patriotism.
Another summer day has come and gone away from Paris and Rome, but I want to go home.
But after 35 cities in a single year, I know I would miss you too much, America. You are my bed and breakfast, with your lumpy pillows that crick my neck and your biscuits and gravy that go right through the intestines. Yes, America, you are my green zone. You are my home. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
I'm coming back home.
And welcome back, Brian. Hey, if you were one of the many who wrote in wondering if we had fired him.
Well, no, not yet.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.